Hey everyone, this is John Papagiorgio of Papa's Football Podcast. The following show was recorded a little while ago with our friends Brian Bolte and comedian Jay Sank. I think you might have heard him on Papa's Basement before, but if not, Jay's a funny guy and a friend. I encourage listening. Also wanted to let you know that we have been doing recent episodes for the football podcast. They are just online video content for the moment over at the Papa's Basement YouTube channel. So that's youtube.com/Papa's Basement. We are going to work on getting those uploaded as standard podcasts so you guys can just get those as you have gotten the show previously. But in the meantime, go to YouTube. You get to see my embarrassing childhood room where I'm recording. There's all kinds of shit on the shelves that I should be burned at the stake for. The shows are with Brian Bolte, as well as another D.C. area comedian, Travis Dorward, who's a friend and a funny guy, and also football obsessed. And Travis pulls out his meaty tits at least once in the second episode, I believe. Although that might have been before we recorded, so fuck, that might have been just for me. All right, guys. Anyhow, enjoy the episode. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, because the content's going to be going up there first this season, but hopefully within a couple days you will be getting that content on iTunes and Stitcher and on the website as well as a standard MP3, pfpod.com, that website. Alrighty, later.
You like this? We're going to talk over it. I don't care. I forgot how long this intro cut was. I like it, though. It gets so good. Or does it take a while? Man.
Last week we did it live.
No, the mics are on. We're talking over this. I like it.
Are we YouTubing here right now?
Everything's on.
Can I tweet it?
Sure.
Did you have the link? Did you already figure it out or no?
You'll get one in the email. If you've subscribed to the Papa's Football Podcast, you should have that email.
You guys want to see
that? Wow, that is just the least professional intro I've ever done. And God damn, I've been doing this 10 years. There was a time I was way worse than this, and yet somehow I took the intros a little more seriously. Everyone, my name is John Papagiorgio, and this show is called Papa's Football Podcast. Again, not a creepy S&M thing, just my name, Papagiorgio, became Papa's. It's not that fucking hard to noodle, right? Like, why do I have to explain that part?
You don't have to explain that part.
Okay, cool, yeah.
John's got a football podcast, no?
Shut up, Brian.
With me today, we have Brian Bolte.
Woohoo!
I like giving you that queer little accent mark, the tilde.
Accent ago is correct, because most people call me Bolt.
No, it's Bolte, Boltois.
Bolt T.
If you were a French fur trapper.
I've never been that lucky. I never trapped any French fur.
I have actually hooked up with two girls of French descent, and they both, this is one of those things that I get to say that is legit true. They both had the smelliest, like, non-bacterially caused boxes that I've ever fucked with.
How do you distinguish?
Well, these were just like, if you did is it the Mary Catherine Gallagher from SNL? Like, just wedge your finger in a non-deodoranted armpit for like 5 minutes and you pull it out. That's what their box smelled like.
Oh.
Like, I remember fingering one of these chicks, and the next day I made myself a sandwich in college, because that's what a Mac I was. I fingered a little puss and then ate some hoagie. And I was just like, what the fuck is that? And I threw it away thinking the meat was bad. And then I sniffed my finger and I'm like, holy fucking shit. And then it was 30 minutes of finding something that would actually take that stench off my fingers. Mm. Palm olive, kids. Palm olive, good enough to cut grease and dirty French twat right off your fingers. You got it right out of the cuticle bed. Yeah.
That shows you how far advanced you were, because I remember doing that in high school.
Uh-huh.
And going home later and going, just having a good old session, just off the smell.
Oh, no.
Of course, I never had it because of the French chick.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, don't get me wrong. There's some, like, the box is good when it's neutral. And occasionally you'll get that box that, like, it smells good. And you're like, that is box, but it is a nice thing. And a lot of times you get, like, the fair to Midland box where you're like, all right, that's kind of like a Long John Silver's dumpster, but not, like, in a repugnant way. But I know I'm not smelling a baguette right now. And, yeah, that was the first time where I was like, holy shit, this is what every joke about bad pussy is based upon. There is some wretched cunt out there. So back to Brian Pulte. That is your legal Christian name and that which
yes,
you work
sir.
Under. Brian is a D.C. area comedian, a podcaster. What the hell else do you do, sir? You're good enough to join the show today?
Nothing.
All right, then. Well, I got what he do then. That's all covered. We are also joined today by the lovely Jay. Jay Shank.
Jay.
Jay, comedian and improviser. What else do you do, Jay?
That's it. All day long.
All right.
24/7.
Again.
Jay rhymes with gay.
It does.
Makes me laugh. Are you on Papa's Basement's YouTube?
Yeah. I'm on Papa's Basement's YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there is no PF Pod YouTube. If you're listening to this, that's because you're following the YouTube feed for Papa's Basement. That is my main radio show in papasbasement.com. That's kind of like the I wouldn't say it's raunchier because I don't really get to swear on that one, but it's not. There's not even the pretense of football talk for that one. And that is just a regular
show.
It's
just all French vagina talk.
Yeah, but like getting creative, like I can't use the word like cuntarooski or something like that. It'd be frowned upon. The FCC, you know, they'd have to noodle that through.
He would have stuck his finger in her silly, and it was a little bit money. See, he doesn't know about the.
I know, I got every word of that. Yeah. That wasn't that.
In her silly. See, you sure we're going here? He doesn't know about the lingo, does he?
I know all the
And when he took speak. This, he said,
and even
didn't
if I
smell
didn't.
So money. It was a little bit hurting.
Yeah, the hurting is sorry, that part is accurate.
This is short right now. Is this for John and I?
Yeah.
So I know we're like months removed from the season. I think it's 91 days, not that I'm counting or any shit. And I thought it'd be fun to do the show. Brian might not be long for the area, and I love Brian. I love doing the show with him. And it's the NFL, dude. Like, there's never not something to cover.
No.
And we took, like, a six-month hiatus or some shit.
We did.
So, like,
we did.
So we still haven't talked to Aaron Hernandez, for fuck's sake. We got
we hit him last show,
weekend.
Briefly.
Very briefly.
Very
we
briefly.
Teased.
That was probably
teased.
Enough, though.
So this week, I just want to talk like a couple bits of news that came up, and then we'll delve into the football fandom of Jeff Sank. Like, I know those that have listened to the show know that Brian and I are pretty loyal Redskins fans, born and raised in D.C. Back when they were good. Like, if you're 22, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. Pick the Seahawks. You know, like, you got my blessing, man. Like, you don't have to be a homer for a garbage team that doesn't have a soul either. Like, it's one thing if you're born and raised in Chicago and you're like, fuck the Bears. Because you know what? No, fuck you. Like, Chicago's a good city, and that team has some heart to it. But if you're like, I'm born in D.C., and I'm 18, and fuck the Redskins, I'm like, good on you. This is a young up-and-comer.
No, not good on them. This is your hometown. Support your hometown.
Pick the Ravens.
Fuck the Ravens.
You don't want to commit to a bad team. Trust me, I'm a lifetime Bullets fan.
I'm a Caps. I'm a Washington sports fan across the board.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I well,
just
yeah.
The,
well,
just
we'll
bullet
get to
slash Wizards.
We'll get to Sank's filthy secret a bit later in the broadcast.
That's so dirty.
But I guess I'm a DC sports fan. You know, if you're that into the teams here, like. There's just never any postseason that matters. It's hard to get fired up. I don't know. Like, I guess I'm more of an Orioles fan than a Nats fan. It doesn't fucking matter. Nats will choke in the postseason. Orioles will break my heart. Nothing good will ever happen. And the one time the Ravens won the Super Bowl, my friend torpedoed my dreams of watching it in Baltimore. So, yeah.
What? How did he torpedo your dreams?
So, I'm glad you asked. So, I have a friend named Jordan. Jordan's a great guy. He has a fucking crazy... Like, Jordan is what you wanted to be growing up or what your parents wanted you to be. Like, he actually did get into computers. Like, you know how parents were just like, I don't want my kid to be a bum and I want him to afford an old age home for me when I'm old. How are they going to do that? Fucking computers. Jordan did that. Jordan went into fucking computers and makes, like, money hand over fist and just has a sick fucking pad in Baltimore. Like, anyone listening at home who's got yellow fever... You would kill to live like Jordan. He's in an apartment house. Everyone else in this place is just an Asian kid that goes to Johns Hopkins, and the parents rented it out.
So how did he torpedo your plans to actually?
So we went to Jordan's, a couple friends and I, the weekend of the AFC and NFC championship. We watched those games, and it was determined Baltimore was going to get the Super Bowl because, you know, you usually have to win the AFC championship if you're an AFC team in the Super Bowl. And I like to dumb it down sometimes.
I was going to say, unless you're the Patriots and you get the tuck rule.
Exactly, yeah. And then everything is cheated and given to you. And we'll get to that another day, too. Yeah, the Marge Simpson. So I'm like, shit, we haven't seen you in a bit, dude. Your pad is money. Like, you have a break room filled with Asian girls bent over playing pool with their, like, bony Asian asses. Like, I'm down for all of this. And he's like, well, yes, 2 weeks from now, you will come over and it will be great. And of course, like, I'm picturing a Ravens win and, like, getting shot down by the Asian chicks, but then going into the hood and getting, you know, head from the hood rats. That's just what I picture, like,
John,
an orgy.
For the stars.
Yeah, just like a fucking
just the best that's gonna happen
citywide orgy. Yeah, like, no Freddie Gray shit. When your team wins, just hand jobs coming off the trees. Of course, yeah. Just jack, 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 like maracas, just chicks passing it around. So we're gunning for that. And then, like, that weekend, maybe Friday, Jordan's like, you know what? I'm actually going to come back to town to visit my mom. And then I'm going to visit you guys. So no Baltimore, but I'll come by. And I'm like, well, shit, that's kind of a bummer, but I'm going to, like, fat boy it up. And so we ordered, I think, like $50 or $60 worth of subs from Jimmy John's or some shit shack. I don't really know. And we're sitting there waiting like a fat girl on prom night, like, where's Jordan? Where's Jordan? And like 20 minutes before kickoff, Jordan just sends a text. He's like, oh, I got caught up with work. I'll just be in Baltimore. Like, I didn't come back this weekend. I'm like, you fucking cunt. Like, you couldn't have told me this like 2 days prior. I would have gone up. Even my brother, who doesn't give a shit about football, did it in his own degenerate way, goes to, I think, like, oh God, the Scores Club in Baltimore and just, like, sits there with, you know, like 10 black dudes eating fried shrimp watching. What is that? That was bizarre.
I believe.
Oh, they're testing mics in the next room very loudly.
Studio over going with the feedback.
Yeah, like, so what happens when I hold the mic up to the speaker?
Have I put the mic up to the mic?
Yeah, god damn, like a fucking Sonic Youth here. Fuck you.
So that, there's, a, like, the iconic Scores that Howard Stern used to speak of
Baltimore?
I've been to the Scores in Baltimore.
Have you?
And actually, it's funny. The only reason we went there is because we wanted to watch UFC. And there were two options. There was Hooters, which was packed, and we couldn't get in. Okay. And then there was the strip club. Mm-hmm. So we went to the strip club.
Yeah, is it okay, or...?
I've lived in Southern California, and I've been to Vegas a few times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
By those standards, not great.
Okay.
But by East Coast standards and by Baltimore standards, it was all right.
All right. Okay. I tell people that because I have done my fair share. Okay, can I pause for a second? Can you guys talk for 2 seconds while I tell them to shut the living fuck up? All right.
How's it going, Brian?
So, man, how's it going? Tell me all about Baltimore Scores.
Baltimore Scores.
Is it like a...
Nice layout, a lot of TVs, very nice facilities.
I'm trying to think. There's a San Diego strip club that was right by my office in the middle of the burbs.
Really?
It was called Cheetahs.
Every city's got a Cheetahs.
And
every Southern California city has a Cheetahs.
I used to make fun of it based upon... Okay, there's this little shithole with this pink roof on it.
Uh-huh, with no windows.
But I used to roll into work, and I used to work on Central Time, so I'd get a lunch early. And as I'm walking to get my sandwich, all these, we'll call them California sixes and sevens, are parking.
So the hottest girls I've ever seen, then.
They're parking their, you know, 2010 Mercedes SUVs
right.
That their horrible implants afforded them. So now that we get off base.
I thought LA titties like that were fake were good. Why did you say horrible implants?
I'm not an implant guy. And
second that.
Yeah. And, you know.
John's disgusted.
Well, no. There's just a great piece of poetry. I like real ones that look fake and fake ones that look real. That's kind of how I live my life.
And I are on the same page. John, if they don't have that glow underneath them in the strip club, he doesn't want a lap dance.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
Sorry, we went off football and went on to Southern California.
No, that's fine, man. I was just going to say my all-time strip club experience was at the Hustler Club in Vegas.
Oh, nice.
And, I mean, it was $20 bottoms-on lap dances. I'm like, what do I care if the bottoms – like, this is better. I don't want shit all over my pants, and I'm not going to penetrate you. And then you could suck tits, which, like, you think, like, as an adult, you'd be like, ooh, whose mouth went there? I don't give a fuck if I saw a hobo nursing for dear life 5 seconds prior. It's a titty in my mouth. A titty of my pickup.
Difference between him and I? That would freak me the fuck out. I'd tell them to get their filthy, germ-ridden
fake Windex
titties
out. Come on.
Yeah. You are Greek. You even do...
Exactly. Exactly. That's how you disinfect shit. So the NFL news of the... Oh, wait. That's how I missed out on the Baltimore Super Bowl. And the only good thing that'll happen probably in my sports lifetime in the DMV. That's it.
Yeah, you'll get a Skins victory. Like, you'll be like 80. You'll be like those guys who've been rooting for the Cubs their whole life. And...
Oh, God. Oh, God. Just Dan Snyder's not that much older than me. And nothing will happen.
Is he even older than you?
Yeah, Dan Snyder's got to be like 50. That's wishful thinking.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he's in his 50s. He's in his 50s at least, if not 60.
I don't think so.
He is.
He's definitely 60. I'm worried he ain't even 50.
I don't think he's 50. I think he's in his mid-40s.
I'm going to go 59.
It's weird when you're short as shit, like you kind of don't show your age. Like you're just perpetually like Hobbit years old.
I'm going to go 47.
All right, who's...
I went 59.
Okay, and I was going to go with, like, 50 flat. He's 52.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so not that much, not meaningfully older.
So he's...
Like, his riches will make up that 15, 16-year gap he's got on me like that.
So he's been the owner for that long and that young? I didn't realize.
No, he bought like, that shit when he was, like, my age.
Yeah, he was, like, in his 30s, early 30s.
Oh, why did they give it to him? Why? I'd give it to him.
You got
to
give him credit. He's gotten better. He's gotten better at his job.
I guess.
He has, now that we have Bruce Allen once again as our GM. I know you're not a Skins fan, but like we had a GM. We won a playoff. We went to the playoffs. Oh, fire that guy. Let's give it back to the guy that fucked
I mean, I
up.
Know Sank's Jewish, but like, why couldn't the good old boys club have been like anti-Semitic that one time?
Once you have enough
like, we've
money.
We've already got Kraft. Get him the fuck out.
Once you've got enough money, you can just buy your way past
fuck,
it.
Now they got Shahid Ali Khan or whatever the hell, the Mario Brothers mustache guy that owns the Jaguars. The fucking Iron Weird. Sheik, yeah. Oh, shit. So, the news of the week, we had, what the fuck, a Bills receiver drowned or some shit? Like, he's already out of the league.
Yeah.
One way to get roster space.
Well, he was a second rounder, and he was out of the league completely. He didn't need roster space, but... And it's in, like, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah, that was his hometown. Like, I know some chick via the interwebs, because I'm one of those guys that just talks to girls online from, like, the IM days. And they're still my friends and shit. And she had posted that article. I guess he drowned in her backyard or some crap from like the Fort Wayne Fart, whatever their local paper is. If you want to punch up the guy's name, he was an 08 second round receiver draft pick and had what, like 10 receptions his entire career? Like
James Hardy.
James Hardy. Of the sandwich shop fame.
Well, and
that's the news of the week.
That's the news of the week.
Well,
no, there's
it's
kind of,
dude, if you're the. It wasn't that long ago. He was the 41st overall pick. As the
I like the
41st. It's a thing, John.
What did you do for your 21st birthday?
My 21st birthday was crazy. James Hardy and I went swimming. Hold on. Oh, no, we didn't. Too soon? Sorry.
Yeah, so he washed out of the league and out of a creek. And... He is dead, and I guess they're going to chop his brains out and check it for CTE and all that dog shit, because I guess we're supposing he wasn't just fucked up and chilling in a creek. Doesn't it sound weird, though, like drowning in a creek? Like, I'm sorry, I know some creeks are actually large. The creek behind my house was a fucking puddle when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, even the really, really retarded kids at my school could not drown in that creek.
No, yeah. No, you got to work hard to... That's not the news of the week.
No,
there's got to be better stuff than that.
It's the off season.
Anything going on in the Cowboy OTAs is news of the week for me.
Okay, your guy stole that tackle.
We'll get to that.
La'el.
Yeah.
And now
he literally sounds like fucking Superman's dad. La'el, Jor-El.
Hold on,
Kal-El.
Collins.
Usually when there's apostrophe, they're like I seen Anthony, and you know they're going for Anthony. What were they trying to go with La'el? What name? La apostrophe el.
Laura Lee?
La'el. Anyway, La'el Collins is going to be... You guys got rid of your Pro Bowl right tackle. What's his name?
Well, he retired. Doug Free?
Yeah, the AIDS got him. I'm sorry, he died.
Well, yeah, I guess we can roll to that, because the only other news type shit is the Ryan Brothers.
Oh, you got to hit that.
The Ryan Brothers.
Rex, fucking brawling together.
Rex and
did you see the video,
Rob,
though?
I didn't see
it. I
the
did.
Video.
It wasn't that good a fight. It was like watching a couple of sea lions when they like fight to breed some bitch.
Yeah.
And isn't that always cracks me up, that you see those two going at it, like life and limb, and then you look over and it's just this piece of sea lion pussy like rolling around like, I'm so sexy, I'm a fucking sea lion. And you're like, that's an animal, that's disgusting, but I respect the fighting they're doing.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess to them, like, that's the stripper with the, you know, the SUV and tits.
I just feel like if you're famous and you're going to get videotaped getting into a fight, you got to, like, really...
Like, rumble.
Yeah, you got to really...
They were
like,
what?
Like Mike Tyson
house?
And Mitch Green. You ever see that one?
I'm trying to remember. Want. I've seen, off the top of my head, I remember Tyson Burbick. And that's, that's when he became the youngest heavyweight in the world. And he had, like, raging gonorrhea at the time.
No, you gotta...
And they announced that ringside. And the Sphinx fight. Like, the Sphinx, if you ever want to just see the all-time ass-whooping, look up Tyson Sphinx. Because I think, like, Sphinx has had abdicated the belt to fight someone
all
else.
All those early times. The Trevor Burbick one's great just because Burbick just couldn't figure out how to stand up afterwards.
Yeah.
That was a classic.
Sorting it out.
But Mitch Green is someone he punched just out on the street.
Real? Oh, shit. Yeah. But he had box Mitch Green,
he
too.
Had.
Yes.
He had. And then Mitch Green saw him like a clothing store and wanted a rematch or something. And Tyson was like, all right, we can have a rematch right now.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a video of the fight, but they have a video of Mitch Green's face afterwards.
And he's just
it just looks like a shovel hit him. It's unbelievable.
John, let me read you from Bleacher Report.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to quote the Bible and call me a sinner.
John 3:16,
mm-hmm.
Bleacher Report. It's unclear what prompted the attack. The clip shows Rob putting his hand around another man's neck before being yanked
off.
Sounds
like a rough fucking.
It does.
Good day of cruising.
Well, nowadays, I think you got to choke him out. Rex is now an employee of ESPN, while Rob seems to be out of the running. Sorry, I just got a text. Running out of the town alongside his brother. Both of their coaching careers
pulling
very
a joke
well
of Mia.
May be over.
Yeah, no.
With Rob likely furthest away from the football side.
Which one's the one with the long hair? Is that Rob?
That's Rob.
Rob
was the Cowboys D coordinator.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. That was he is a disaster.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
like,
he's terrible.
They waltz in, and then they're the style of coach, what I would call the anti-Belichick. Belichick is like, all right, who the fuck is my personnel? I'm smart enough where I understand this game from multiple angles. Oh, I've got 4-3 personnel? Cool, we're running a 4-3 this year.
Right.
These fucktards come in. They understand one goddamn scheme. They're like, oh, we have 4-3 personnel? Flush it. I'm 3-4. They fucking blow up a team. It's like a 4-year rebuild. It's the same shit Lovie Smith did in Tampa Bay, where it's like, give it time. It's only year 3. He needs to instill this person. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Work with what you got. You're not that fucking gifted.
Yeah.
You're like the dude in Madden who just picks the same goddamn play over and over. And then you're like, it works sometimes. I mean.
No, they're both atrocious. And look, since the Cowboy defense has always been like the worst part of that team for the last 15 years,
I
fucking hate it. And Cowboys are always overrated because their defense is always overrated. But that was like the low point. That and Dave Campo.
We should reveal your dirty secret. You're somehow a Cowboys fan. We're still friends.
I've never known a piece of shit before.
Why don't you tell us your story?
Living in Dallas.
Oh, really? You've never been to a Skins game? Because it's about 60% pieces of shit in that game.
Because it's all transient people, but transient people that root for the people. But living in Dallas and like going to a game in Arlington, what was it like?
Okay. I've never lived in Dallas. I lived in San Antonio.
Okay. San Antonio.
Yeah.
So why couldn't you have just liked the Spurs and been done with it?
Because I was about 5 years old, and I don't even think anyone knew what the Spur was, but the Cowboys were big time.
So you at least lived in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not that big.
That puts you ahead of 95% of Cowboys.
Well, and also in the 70s, when I was just able to start understanding what's going on in the world.
How old are you?
Fucking old.
Okay. You don't look it. You have a good hairline on you.
Thank you.
He's the youngest looking dude.
I know.
You and I were like, fucking 70s.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw Star Wars in the theater.
Jesus.
But he
finger banged a chick too.
Yeah, French chick smelled great. 70s. It was the Steelers and the Cowboys. Like that was it. And I remember actually we were going back and forth between Texas and New Haven, Connecticut. Divorced parents, don't ask.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Steelers and the Cowboys.
Were they trying to get you the most diametrically different life experience possible?
Oh, you have no idea. I won't even go into that one. It'd be a separate show.
That's a Papa show. You need you for that one.
Yes. So it was the Steelers or the Cowboys. Like, that was it. You're a little kid. You know what I mean? It's whatever's around you. And those were my two choices. And I remember distinctly in Connecticut at one point, everyone was rooting for the Steelers. And I was like, well, fuck this. I'm going to root for the team that other people aren't rooting
for. Which parent lived in Connecticut?
My dad lived in Texas. My mom lived in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Completely diametrically proposed.
Okay.
Anyways, so those were the options. All right. And San Antonio kind of won out.
Okay, so you went with the place where...
And it's not like it's been an easy road. I mean, for most of my adult life, the Cowboys have sucked. We had a nice run in, you know, from, what, 89 to 96.
Oh, okay.
97. That's it.
I'm trying to... When were the actual Super Bowl? It was 93, 95, 96, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And no, 93, 94, 96.
Yeah, and it fell apart before the last Super Bowl because Jerry Jones ran...
Have you ever read that fucking amazing book? I think... God damn it. The Glory Days and the Party Nights of the Dallas Cowboys. Shit. That's like the subtitle.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I have. But,
shit, it is the best fucking book. Like, even I, who don't really care for them at all, it was amazing reading how badly Jerry Jones and his ego fucked that team.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that team was so good that Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl with them.
It's really, and he was fucking garbage.
Oh, like, horrible.
He came in and, like, so they had the two Super Bowl wins in a row.
Right.
With that core of, like, what, Michael Irving, Emmitt Smith,
concussion Bruce Johnson, captain. Troy Aikman.
Was this the Dion years or no?
Dion was a little late. He was in the, Switzer one. I think he won it when they had Switzer.
He might have just gotten that one ring.
But that,
okay.
That early, they had, Leon Lett, Ken Norton Jr. I mean, it was just stacked. I mean, the whole team was just, it was endless.
Ronnie Lott?
No, they had was, the safety was 40,
who was the guy from the 49ers?
Charles Haley.
Haley.
I mean, Charles Haley alone.
Haley was a fucking nut bar. You need to read this
crazy
book.
Oh no, then I have read parts of that.
Okay,
book.
Yeah.
Because he's
naked,
walk around pantsless in the locker room,
and you just jack off in front of people, and then like wipe his shit on people's faces. And stuff.
Who doesn't do that?
He was fucking. It was not to be racist. He was a literal silverback gorilla, just like doing whatever the fuck.
Larry Johnson used to do that on the Knicks too. Anyways. Oh, and they were stacked. They were just stacked with talent. They were unbelievable. And, and Jerry Jones, the idiot, just ran Jimmy Johnson out of town. And the truth is Jerry Jones did it twice because he did it to Bill Parcells, too, who had completely rebuilt that team and made them amazing in spite of what people...
Boys will be boys.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Boys will be boys, glory days, party nights.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Man, we got three Super Bowls. I can't complain. But It should have been like the Patriots. It should have been like 10, 15 years of greatness. But
no, and he ran out Jimmy Johnson, who was like the fucking personnel guy and the coach. Just pure hubris. So everyone who's listening at home and like worried about the state of the government right now, like just relax. Like once Trump hits like his 20th or so year.
Are we going to do politics? Because I can do politics too.
We can just keep it calm. I'm just saying like the kids will take over apparently. They'll talk him out of not doing Manziel for the Supreme Court. It'll all be great. Just give him that time.
I'd vote for a cowboy for president.
Don't be crazy. But at least you understand like the ownership thing. At least our ownership doesn't.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know what you're going through. I know what you're going through. No, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
But the one thing, and I hate to admit this about the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. They have more Super Bowl rings than us.
I want to say this. Fuck the Cowboys.
Yes.
Before I say this. But if you're going to make a team, and if Jerry Jones is their head GM, whatever the fuck he wants to call himself, put the five biggest, meanest, ugliest guys in your offensive line that you can find.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing with their D-line, whatever.
Their D-line sucks, and their defense has been a problem
you
for years.
You can't draft an offensive lineman in the first
round. I thought the secondary is really good right now.
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
The entire thing left.
Oh, okay.
Literally, both safeties and both.
Their number one.
First of all,
two interceptions.
Both safeties and both corners are gone.
Oh, I can live with that. Okay.
All right. So that they're all gone.
And plus, their first round draft pick's name's Taco.
Taco. Hey, he's who I'm counting for. They have a few. Rod Marinelli does an amazing job. Everyone should just fucking bow down to him. He's old as dirt, and he makes that defense so much better than it should be because they don't have any good players. They have Sean Lee, who's undersized and gets hurt every season. He made it through last year. I hope he makes it through again. I love him, but let's face it. He's literally last year was by far the best defensive player. It's just not even close.
Shit.
And previous to him, DeMarcus Ware. If they hadn't had DeMarcus Ware in their defense for those years, they wouldn't have won a game. He would just bail them out. To me, DeMarcus Ware and Romo would bail them out in games over and over during those lean years.
Oh, so you're not one of those guys that motherfucks Romo.
No, I don't think Romo's great, but I think the fact that people were blaming him for them not being good was laughable. Their defense was atrocious. You can't – I mean, it was awful. They would lose – they lost to every bad quarterback in the league. They lost to Cutler. They lost to who was that Rams quarterback who – I think he's on the Eagles now.
His name was Kurt Warner, goddamn it.
No, not
Mark
even close
Bulger?
To Kurt. No, I think they did lose. No, Bulger was okay. They lost every bad quarterback in the league. And so the Rod Marinelli has once again bailed them out. Their defense is
usually going back a ways with that.
Yeah, their defense has bailed is terrible year after year. And even last year, it was ranked pretty well. Mm-hmm. But people always
I recall that. They seem to be coming together. It was terrifying. As a guy who hates them, what they had on the offensive line.
Their offense is great.
Yeah. They got Lael Collins undrafted. What?
Your number one wide receiver was Cole Beasley last year. Are they that great? It's the line.
Is the era of the little beat. Fucking fear the little white dude in the slot.
You gotta watch. Cole Beasley can't even really hold the ball. You gotta watch the way he holds that thing.
He had 700 yards.
I watch Cole Beasley all the fucking time. I have a weird obsession with Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley is a very good athlete. You can go on the internet right now and watch video of him dunking. He can throw down. That guy is a great.
He's like
little
what,
guy.
5'8" or something.
Yeah, he's little. He doesn't weigh anything. Yeah.
Anytime you can see a guy that you're bigger than and you think you could actually run, do what he does.
No, you could.
Hell yeah,
I'm
excited
about
him.
Shake his ass and put him in Home Alone 4. He's a little motherfucker.
But he led your receptions last year.
But you have to remember, I'd be surprised if it wasn't Witten that led them receptions. But you might be right. The only problem
Witten was 4.
This is the way the NFL
Witten's
works.
Witten's 100. Don't expect him to do anything. He's 100. He's dead.
I'm hoping he gives us one good more.
I hope he dies. But that being said, he was the 4th.
Dez Bryant would suck up half the defense. You had to stack against the run. So that's why Cole Beasley was doing what he's doing. Those linebackers were busy.
Who's that Ewok looking bitch running back they got?
Elliot?
Yeah, Zeke.
I was going to say, don't say Morris because I'll fucking punch you. They got Alf, too.
They got McFadden backing him up, and they've got your ex running back backing him up. What's his name?
Alfred Morris.
Alfred Morris. Alfred Morris, every time he gets
in there,
he still looks good. I don't know what to say.
I don't remember him putting up many numbers, actually, because that was kind of the argument
a
lot of people.
Dude, he killed it for the Skins.
No. I remember the glory days with the Skins, those first 2 years with RG&E, but when he went to Dallas, I remember a lot of people using that as the argument that Ewok Elliott was that fucking good because when they had in McFadden and Morris, their yardage was just shit by comparison. But they might have been put into like wildly different situations.
Yeah,
like, I don't think it's the most accurate.
And McFadden, he used to be good. I remember watching with the Raiders and he was good. But since I've seen him with the Cowboys, he still maintains a second spot. So I guess he looks good in practice and he knows the plays.
Alfred's their third.
And he probably I'm surprised Alfred Morris is still staying there as a third.
He might get cut, actually. They're talking about getting rid of him. Which would be dumb, in my opinion, because he's a proven running back.
I mean, every time I see him go in, he looks good to me. So I don't know.
He's an old skin. I'm biased. I think he looks great. But they're saying that I don't know if they're paying him that much. I doubt it. But
they're not. I think they signed him.
He's the number three.
No, it was like 2 years, but like $3 million or some shit. It was nothing.
Yeah.
Dude drives around a 626 Mazda from 1994.
Yeah, I love that.
He's okay with that.
That is a good bit. The shitty car bit is fine by me.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's the Cowboys for next year. I think.
We can get after this. But what is your hot take? I did that in air quotes.
Uh-huh.
Your hot take.
My not so
on
hot take.
What's going on with the Cowboys next year?
Like, I think their defense is going to suck, but I think it won't matter because their offense is going to be so good it'll overshadow it. They'll do what they. The Cowboys usually go 8-8 no matter what's going on. That's just like their.
Oh, what last year? 14-2.
No, last year they were fucking 13-3. Last year they were awesome. But they're not a playoff team. I mean, look, Green Bay destroyed them for like three quarters, and then Dak Prescott made an incredible comeback to almost win that game.
I recall that fucking game.
But in the
next
game,
there's nothing more annoying than Dak Prescott. By the way,
oh come on, Romo's not more annoying than Dak Prescott. I thought they were getting better in terms of annoying.
I hated both. I hate that you guys had from like such lower. Well, Dak was what, third,
fourth.
Was he a fourth rounder? Yeah. It was a total luck.
Romo
was never going to make it more than three games. He gets hurt every time he gets hit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact. And they had no idea Prescott was going to be good.
But that team gave up shit for their quarterbacks. RG3, we're down like, I don't know, seven? Was it seven first-round picks we gave up? I think that's conservative, but
in the ballpark.
It feels that way, John. It feels that way.
Cowboys just completely lucked out because they had no plan. It would have been like Sanchez would have been our starting quarterback. I mean, that was Jerry Jones' plan. Just total denial.
I remember being completely hard, like at one point in the offseason, like fucking Sanchez is going to start for them. This is the best thing ever. And then they throw in fucking Dak.
Kellen Moore, I think his name is.
Yeah, Kellen. But it's hard not to, even as a Skins fan, say good for Dak.
Yeah, come on. You have to. Look, I kind of like, I don't like the Redskins, but I kind of like Kirk Cousins. He's a likable guy.
Yeah, everyone needs to love him. He's fucking great.
You know who I like? I like Julie Cousins. She's better.
Yeah, Julie Cousins.
Because that's why Kirk goes out there and plays so hard.
Go back and blonde, yeah, bang his blonde wife back at home. Put some little Swiss Family Robinsons up in Julie.
I like Dak. I like what he did. He's not doing it again. Not in those numbers.
Well, he can't put those same numbers. What are you, 23-4, I think? 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I think that's what he
did. I think his percentage was like 5% of the times he threw the ball was a touchdown.
Yeah, that's how I console myself. That just freakish shit
it was freakish.
Broke their
there's
way.
There's no way that can happen.
And he also ran with the ball well. He also, he,
well, that's know, not going
like happen. A Nick Foles type thing? Or is...
No, he won't be that bad. Okay. He'll still be good. It just won't be like
John,
that. I mean, that was ridiculous.
You put a NFL caliber quarterback in general behind that line.
Oh yeah, I know.
They're gonna look.
You can
decent.
Take a shit and read the Sunday
they're
gonna paper.
They're going to be a top 10.
Not just that line.
Your
running
line,
backs and the receivers, they're all good. That whole
you
offense.
You could have put
good.
Sanchez behind that line, and he would have been a top 50 quarterback.
No chance.
Top 50?
Top 50, sure.
Yeah. Top 15.
He could have made top 50.
50%.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sanchez is really
fucking
bad.
He wouldn't have butt fumbled. All he had to do is put it up a few times. You got Dez. You got Cole. Is Jason dead yet? He died of boys. Jason Witten.
Terrence Newman.
I can't believe he's still fucking playing.
Or Terrence Williams.
That's the
Jason
thing.
Jason Witten is old enough to call the black players colored. And, it's awkward.
And why didn't they get a second wide receiver?
They did. They signed a guy from the Raiders.
Riles.
They signed him.
Bo Jackson.
No.
You guys,
by the way, side note, I didn't realize Bo Jackson was in the backfield with Marcus Allen. They had both of those guys at the same time.
Oh, did you watch that 91-yard touchdown?
Is that
was fucking
from?
On. I saw that earlier today.
I was just on YouTube watching.
He had a 91-yard touchdown against the Seahawks.
And Allen comes into the end zone and like gives him a hug?
No. This is the one where Allen just clocks the fucking guy covering, you know, and then Bo just bursts on the field. Like, actually outruns his offensive line, who's like running to block for him. And then just runs into the tunnel. It was that touchdown.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Classic tunnel run.
Just amazing. Guy's a goddamn gazelle.
No. Yeah, he was ridiculous. Anyways, I think the Cowboys will be they'll be solid. You know what I mean? They'll do their sort of.
Give me a win-loss.
10-6, losing the playoffs. I mean, I just don't think.
I can live with that. I can live with that.
Win the division?
Probably.
Because you got to think.
Hard to say. Because
Giants got better. Skins questionably got better.
Hmm?
Questionably,
yeah.
You get the draft. Their draft. Everyone agrees they killed the draft. They got Terrell Pryor. They got their first round draft, but coming back for wide receivers. Crowder's proven. They got one of the best tight ends in the league. They got Cousins coming back.
Redskins always love their own tight ends more than everybody else.
You're going to tell me Jordan Reed isn't top five best in the league?
I'm going to tell you Jordan Reed is not even close to the top five best tight ends.
You are fucking.
I'm
going to
tell you right now that outside of the DMV, no one's heard of Jordan Reed.
That is the end of this episode.
You have never played fantasy football.
No, I hate fantasy football because all I do is draft Cowboy players. I have to start rooting for them to like.
That's why you're on it.
I'm gonna give you an American flag to spit on.
To start rooting for my backup running back to score. I can't do fantasy football. But anyways, no one's ever heard of Jordan Reed. This reminds me of the who was the guy before him, the white guy, Chris Cooley.
This
reminds me of the Chris Cooley days where everyone used to swear up and down that Chris Cooley was one of the best tight ends in football.
He was good for a couple of years.
He was a good possession.
He was. He was good for a couple of years. Good
he was like, didn't he come up after fucking Witten? And I was like, oh, we finally have like our doofy white tight end too. And he's now been out of the league like conservatively 5 goddamn years.
That's fine.
And Witten
he
is
was
still there.
Yeah, Witten is a beast. He's an absolute beast. He's slow.
No. Cooley existed so that every white girl could buy a Cooley jersey. That's it. That's fucking it.
Didn't he marry a cheerleader? He married a cheerleader, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Chris D. Like, pretty much he's fucking himself. Chrissy. I'm Chrissy. I'm going to fuck Christy. Like, it's so goddamn weird. Yeah, he was banging everything on two legs.
Good for him.
Like, behind her back. And then she started, like, fucking one of the trainers or something. And everyone's like, that goddamn whore. Like,
how does Papa know? That is inside scoop. You know who the cheerleaders are banging?
Yeah, they're that banging is... him. They're banging his Goldilocks.
That's awesome.
No, I actually, if you want to know, not that I think it's some state secret here, but a chick, a friend of mine, has used to like own property in downtown Leesburg. Like, there's a little fucking old town Leesburg area, and he had the Cooley Art Gallery down there.
Oh, it's pottery.
Was, yeah,
it's
and he was just pottery business. Fucking ripping coos everywhere. Because you know why? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. He used to nightly reenact the ghost scene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then they just bang on top of his spinning wheel.
Exactly. He would
good for him.
Put on a Whoopi Goldberg mask and
he's
then
still
make
on
out
radio
Demi
too. He's still...
No, yeah, he is.
He Cooley
was good for 2 years.
He was good. He wasn't a no
better than your...
No offensive coordinators in the NFL were sitting around going, "Man, if we could just get our hands on another Cooley." And no one's right now going, "Man, if we could just get our hands on another Jordan Reed."
They are
it
though.
Is
he
not...
is.
Happening.
One of the best tight ends in football.
Jordan Reed
he's
does
the most
have better
athletic.
Stats, I think.
He's 6'2", he's 250. Because you can't put a safety on him, you could put a linebacker on him.
No one's game planning around Jordan Reed.
Yes, they are.
Well,
when you play the Redskins.
Not because he's injured. No one's game plan has changed now that Jordan Reed is
injured. God, I wish your Tony Romo would break you in one little pinch.
Oh, my God.
You
fart on his spine.
Fart on your spine, you die.
Gronkowski, that is a top five tight end.
Gronk is a top...
Even Jason Witten is a top 10 still?
No, Jason Witten
dude,
is
when you
not
need
a
first
10.
Down, if you're Witten's lining up man. Double tight end with Jordan Reed and Jason Witten, you're no, looking at Witten first.
That's kind of what I drives me nuts about the Cowboys. They're able to do that like death by a thousand cuts thing that New England does using Beasley and Witten, where it's just like third and five, and you're like, they're probably going to fucking get it, and I'm going to be angered.
Yeah. No.
Witten's dumb.
They're awesome.
Witten's old as shit.
Yeah, he's 100.
Yeah.
But he was still putting out last year. He was still making big play.
He doesn't. Play. He doesn't.
There was no
have
big plays.
Old,
by oh, there was.
Eight yard out is not a big play.
If you need a first down, it is.
It's not a. I can't believe we're discussing Reed against fucking Witten.
I mean, I have to pick the guy that doesn't ride a Stegosaurus to say.
Oh, I'm not talking about if I was going to draft.
If you're talking about mismatches,
years.
You're talking about people that can catch. They're not 100. Reed can't be covered by safety. Cannot be covered by a linebacker. Unless he's trying to cover him.
Well,
that's why Kirk Cousins is successful. When
well, shall
in,
we? Shall we wrap it up, boys?
No, I want to kill him on live.
No, no, no.
I want to stab him with my pen.
All right, folks, that was Papa's Football Podcast. Show is at pfpod.com. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher. Find us on YouTube at youtube.com/papasbasement. I just have one jumbled video source for everything. Jeff George?
You're
50-50 on that
one, by the way.
Jay Sank. Jay, is there anything you want to plug coming up? A Twitter handle, any shit, any appearances in
the
area?
The Cowboys 2017
Fuck you.
Victory tour.
Fuck you. All right, Brian Bolte, anything you want to plug?
I do. You know, normally I do my Twitter. I joined Instagram recently, and I have no followers. At Choke on Ritalin on Instagram.
At Choke on Ritalin. I follow you, right? Or do I big time the shit out of you?
I don't know. You follow me.
I think I follow you.
Yeah. I think I have an Instagram account.
All right.
Why don't you follow me, cocksucker?
I will.
Yeah,
fuck you, dude. I am John Papagiorgio. If you want me, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. And we are out of here.